Sutherland, EA. Megan. Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 28, 1904. Dear brethren Sutherland and Megan, I have just received and read your letter. We have all been very busy, and I am nearly worn out with the burdens I have borne. It is well that we are here, for we know that some perplexing questions have been decided in the right way. I hope to write you more fully a little later. We shall not, here in Washington, expend large sums of money in purchasing land and erecting expensive buildings. We are here for no such purpose. The instruction I have received is that our sanitarium and school buildings are to be moderate in size. Some of our brethren thought it would be well to purchase the property that we are now renting, as in some respects it seems desirable for a sanitarium. For some reasons, I also thought that it might be well. But we would have to pay $12,000 and perhaps more for the house and land. The same money could be expended to better advantage in putting up suitable buildings on the land already purchased. Do not think that I have forgotten the work in which you are especially interested. I have had this work in mind, but I have been very weak ever since I saw you last, and I have tried to rest as much as possible. There are many places that need help. We need help for the school near Nashville, and help will come. You will soon see something in print regarding your work, which is right to the point. I have written for publication in the Review an article relating to the purchase of the land for a school near Nashville. I have also spoken of your true relation to this work. I think this article will appear soon, and I have thought best that your article should not be published. Let me speak, and it will be better than for your article to appear, in which you plead for yourselves. We greatly desire the prosperity of the work in the South. You have our prayers and our influence to help you begin your work near Nashville. It may be that a sanitarium might be erected on the land you have purchased, for it is not too far from Nashville. Thus the land could be more fully utilized, and the work of the two institutions might blend together. I have every confidence that it was our duty to purchase this land. Let us not worry. The necessary means will be provided. The Lord understands the situation, and He will sustain you and open the way before you. We know that you are established in the right place. Make a beginning in the right way as soon as you can, knowing that the Lord lives and reigns, and that His providence has attended our steps thus far. Our sympathies are with you.